I started on August the 9th, 1948, where we went in the Craft Selection School, CSS as it was called. The foreman instructor in there then was Bert Ravenhill, and you were told what you were going to do. You know, you're on various machines, benches, and every Monday for the 6 months we were in there, you had a lecture on something, depending what it was, drills, reamers, taps, all saying that, the history of the company. And then you went back into the craft school in the afternoon, and you were shown how to grind a drill and what all the components and parts of the drills and the angles and all that sort of thing. The first job you were given on the bench, actually, was a 2-inch square block of metal. You had a hammer and a chisel and some foil. And it was a cross-cut chisel, which you cut across the top of the block two ways, and then you use a flat chisel to take the other corners off. You then foiled that flat and scraped it and blued it and all sorts of things to get it flat. And then you had to do the other sides, and they all had to be parallel, flat, square, and within a tolerance as well. And believe you me, when you were using a hammer and chisel, if you missed the chisel and you bit your thumb, you knew about it. I've seen people with the joint of their thumbs not rode over on the top of their hand in agony and pain, and some of them even got a large chunk of rubber and some padding so they didn't hit their hand. And I think nowadays you can buy a chisel like that with protection on the top. You would work on centre lathe, capstan lathe, shaper, miller, making all various components for scribing blocks, tap wrenches, and various things like that. On the bench, you made your own inside and outside calipers, dividers, odd legs, angle gauges, seating gauges, all out of plate we got from the boarding yard. It was all followed up on templates, except the angle gauges, of course, and the seating gauges. It was then all polished up nicely, rubbed it with emery, and all put together, your calipers and your dividers. And that was your time in the craft school.